Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage.
Hello? Carol?
Bud Bundy here.
Hello? Hello, Carol? Don't hang up. I got tickets to the concert.
Yes, it's Bud Bundy.
Yep. What would you say to a couple of primo seats to the Jimmy Dick and the Nightsticks concert Saturday? Well, yeah, you'd have to go with me. I think it's worth it, too. Good, good. Let's say I pick you up at 8. Ciao, baby. So many women, so little time.
No, not me. I got one woman, too much time.
I'm not really interested, Dad. Listen, I really want to impress this girl, so could you drive me? Oh, and could you wear one of those stupid chauffeur hats? And put some under your arm so it looks like you're packing a rod.
Why, Bud? What your father's got under there already is far more lethal. Al, the termite control man would like to speak to you.
Oh, why? I keep telling you, we don't have termites. It's just the house settling.
Kel, did you get the tickets for the concert?
I sure did, and backstage passes.
All right, Kel, you're a goddess. Give me my tickets.
Oh, I decided not to get you any. See, it was either use your money to get 4 regular concert tickets or to get 2 tickets and 2 backstage passes for me. So I'm taking my ugly friend Mandy. That way Jimmy will only look at me. I'm so happy.
Well, Kel, I'm happy for you, but what the hell about me?
Oh, Bud. I'm gonna meet Jimmy Dick. He's got this house in Jamaica. Do you know what I would do for a house in Jamaica?
Yeah, the same thing you do for dinner in a movie. Getting back to my petty problem. See, I finally got a date with the girl who has a waist. I've never had waist before. I've got to have some place to take her.
Come on, Bud. And I'm sure there's plenty of places you could take her instead. I know. The Peanuts Gang on Ice is in town.
You know I'll devote the rest of my life to get revenge on you.
Well, I'm not too worried. See, I'll always have the smell of Clear Soul to warn me that you're coming.
How could we have termites? Hey, kids, didn't I tell you to wipe your feet before you come into the house? Now look, we have termites.
Now, kids, don't be ashamed. Even the finest homes have termites. Of course, they get them from homes like ours.
Hey, Kel, Dad's in a real bad mood. Be on your best behavior. The least little thing could get you grounded.
Don't worry. I cleaned up my room. I did all my chores. I'm untouchable.
Hey, Dad. Report card day. I got 4 A's and a B. But enough about me. Batter up.
I lost it.
Well, this is your lucky day. Because I found it. Must have fallen out of your purse and accidentally got taped under your bed. How'd she do?
F, 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 D. What happened, Kel? You attend one.
Riley, this is the worst one yet. Now, we're going to have to think of a punishment for this.
Hey, I'm sure you'll think of something. Oh, by the way, have a good time at that concert Saturday, Kel.
Concert? You think that you're going to a concert this weekend? No way. You're grounded.
Grounded?
Now, Kelly, you have got to learn responsibility. Honey, would you like to see some of your father's old report cards? He didn't think studying was important either. Now look at him.
Well, Mom, you're right, of course. But won't you reconsider? I mean, I just know Kelly will study for Monday's math test right after the concert.
You have a math test Monday?
Damn my loose lips.
Kelly!
Oh, come on. I mean, when am I ever going to need to know math?
Well, you may need it for your career, you know, 3 Whoppers, large fries, and a Coke.
Yo, Mr. Bundy, more news on the termite front.
Let me guess, a termite slipped in the tub, broke his wing, and he's suing us.
Well, on the good side, he can't get much.
Kel, I know what you're thinking. Now, what am I going to do with those tickets? Well, since I got you grounded, I'll take them off your hands.
Do you think that for one second I'm going to stay here and study when I'm just a paternity suit away from Jamaica? Oh, no, Budger. No. I'm sneaking out. I do it all the time. No house can hold me, and you are not going to tell on me.
You can count on me, Kel.
Oh, I know I can, because, you see, I happen to know the true identity of the mass Lover's Lane peeper. You know, the one the whole football team has a bounty on.
You have no proof.
Oh? Then, what would you call this mask and flashlight?
I just look.
So, Mr. Bundy, we tent this baby up, and in just a couple of days, adios termites.
Oh, yeah? Well, how much will it cost to tent this baby up?
Now, just a second. Now, let's see. We're going to need this special tent.
Special tent? For what?
Well, you know, your house is shaped oddly.
You mean like a house?
Yeah, too bad. Now, let's see. You got floors. That's extra. You got rooms, that's extra.
And windows, too.
Uh-oh. Now, you got an attached garage, so I'll give you 10% off. But then it is another room, so that's extra. Plus gratuity. That comes to $1,750.
Listen, we'll think about it. We'll let you know.
Okay, but be quick. Our price goes up next week. I'm getting my license.
Kelly, you see what happens when you study? $1,750 a job, $1,750 a year. Yes, no. Winner, loser.
Suicide, reason.
Listen, I can squeeze in on Saturday.
Saturday's fine.
Saturday?
Is a check okay?
No.
Ah, that's just great. $1,750 for a tent to put over a house. Listen, why don't we just borrow one of your mother's moo-moos? Hell, if she doesn't wash it, we won't have to pay for the poison either.
Well, since they're going to be spraying the house with pesticides, the kids and I will have to find some place to stay.
I can stay at my friend Mandy's.
Forget it, Kelly. You're grounded this weekend. You're staying with the family and studying. Now, let's see. We need a place to stay that's cheap and comfortable and accepts pets. I got it. We'll sleep in the shoe store.
Oh, honey, please reconsider. There's still time to get 4 cardboard boxes and sleep in the junkyard.
Yeah, it's too much like staying at your mother's. Nah, the shoe store's better and safer. Once I lock it up, nobody can get in.
Or out.
Sir, it's been 10 minutes.
Don't you think you should get me a shoe?
But that's an all too common mistake in the shoe business. You see, us real pros understand the need of holding a foot and getting a good look at the leg so we know what we're dealing with. I hope you're not too uncomfortable.
Well, actually, it turns me on.
We're closed. Go home, Peg.
I am home, Al.
We're here, Dad. Oh, Dad.
While you're here, can I show you some of our bras?
I think I better be going.
Well, could you show me some of yours?
Al, are these some of the fat women that you're always complaining about?
That was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, Peg, and I'm so glad you guys were here to scare it away. Oh, Peg, didn't you bring them a bone or anything? Those are $100 pumps. But here, boy, hey, take this. This was on sale.
Isn't that cute, Al? It's like he knows.
Yeah, it's real cute, Peg. When he's done with the shoe, why don't you take him over to the cash register for dessert?
Kill, why don't you just give me the tickets? You're not getting out of here.
That's what they said about the 10th grade, but eventually, I will.
Well, it's closing time.
No, really? Look at this boy.
Go home, Peg.
We're closed.
No, we've never been more open. How can I disappoint the poor ladies, Peg?
Have sex with them.
I intend to. Ladies, sit down. Where are you ladies from?
We're from right next door, the aerobic studio. So many times we've passed by and seen your little face pressed against the window.
Oh, no.
So we thought we'd come in. Do you have time?
For you? Of course. What can I do for you?
I was looking for an evening shoe.
Well, all right. Let me measure your chest. I mean your foot.
Sometimes when I'm at a party, I don't know. I can't help myself. I think they call it nymphomania. Every man I see, I just can't keep my clothes on.
Excuse me, sir. Since I'm the one buying the shoes, don't you think you should be measuring my foot?
And I'm sorry. She's the nymphomaniac.
Excuse me, sir. But I'm going to do what all of your customers do. Go to Morty's for shoes, where they have much cuter salesmen. And younger, too.
This guy is pretty old. Maybe we should go to Morty's. I hope there is a really cute guy there. Old or not, in another second, I would have been all over this one.
Ta-ta!
Why, Peg, why?
Oh, because I thought I saw you starting to look happy.
I was just pretending. You of all people know I'm not happy. See, it's part of my job to make the customers feel special. It's what I do, and I'm proud of it. I'm a pro. I care.
I need shoes.
Yeah, the blacksmith's right around the corner. And now we're closed, and much like my life, my day is over.
Dad, in case of an emergency, where are the other exits?
There are no other exits. But don't worry, nothing will happen. But if something does, I've got the keys right here. So you can't leave me behind. Now, everybody gets a sleeping bag. Don't rush. There's one for everyone.
GL, this is great. When it gets dark, can we all sit around a boot and tell ghost stories?
Anyway, we've got canned meat from the survival store, we've got games from the toy store, and most importantly, we've got each other. Family, we're going to have the time of our lives. Oh, what a nice shoe store! What's the matter? Aren't we having fun?
Frankly, Daddy, I'm all partied out. Oh, wow, look at the time. It's 8:30. I know I'm beat. Why don't you guys turn in? If I'm going to do any studying, I'll need quiet.
Hey, look. The movie at the Maltplex must have just let out.
What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a family living in a shoe store before?
A lousy $8. He would not put up a lousy $8 for a hotel. He's a cheap...
Good night, everybody. And you single guys out there, remember, this could happen to you. Pig! It's Morty!
God, don't worry, honey. You got me.
Right. Hey, Morty! Look what I got! Eat your heart out, buddy! Well, Peg, I'm depressed enough now to go to bed.
Don't you mean go to bag, honey?
Oh, I knew we should have stayed in a hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, don't mess up these sleeping bags. I borrowed them. And watch what you do with those tags, because if I lose them, I got to pay for them.
Will you guys go to sleep? I'm trying to study.
Oh, then, won't you need these books?
Oh, God, I was studying so hard, I thought I had them.
Oh!
Sorry.
Dad, Kelly stepped on me.
Get used to it, son. They do that your whole life. Ow! Maybe we should have stayed at a hotel.
Daddy, go to sleep.
I can't. I got a fur ball in my throat. It's not just that. Oh, I just feel bad about grounding you and everything and making you study. I just want you to do your best.
Right, Daddy. Go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm bored. Listen, is there anything that, you know, you want to talk about that's bothering you? Do it now, because when we get home, I won't care.
Everything's great. Go to sleep.
I can't. I'm not tired.
Okay, well, since you're up, there is something I'd like to talk about. I have been having these menstrual problems lately. They're just...
Oh, boy, I'm tired. Oh, I think I hit the sack. Oh, listen, hon, stay away from the door, because the electric eye's on. It's real, real sensitive. The alarm will go off. Hey, Peg, I'm bored. Want to do it?
Yeah, all the kids are here.
Okay, but remember I asked. See you in the fall.
You are the lowest. Stealing from Daddy. I'm over the wall.
Well, how are you going to get past the electric eye?
Same way you get your dates. Crawl.
Damn mannequins look like hookers.
See you in Jamaica.
Yeah. Green meat attack.
What's that, Dad?
Ah, that's Satan, the mall guard dog. Don't worry about it. He can't get in here. It's a good thing, too. He's a real killer.
Better than any concert I've ever seen.
Oh,